You know what it's time now for?
Let's go do it.
Yeah, here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Check it in, Ann.
Number five.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions went on record recently defending family separation at the border, but today, after the executive order that the president signed yesterday, the attorney general got to sort of change a little bit of his tone. So he went on the Christian Broadcasting Network. He was on with David Brody. It says that the media narrative out there has been that the administration is caving to pressure and that these optics have not been good for the administration.
Well, it hasn't been good. And the American people don't like the idea that we're separating families. We never really intended to do that. What we intended to do was to make sure that adults who bring children into the country are charged with the crime they've committed, instead of giving that special group of adults immunity from prosecution, which is what, in effect, we were doing. So I think it's the right thing. We'll work our way through it and try to do it in the most compassionate way possible.
It's interesting, though, because there are a number of officials, John Kelly, Kristen Nielsen, and the president himself at different times have indicated that this really was about sending a message. That the whole idea of prosecuting, which he's right, I think the initial intent was to prosecute these people, but in prosecuting and taking their kids away from them, it would send a message, and maybe that message would be then transmitted down to other people wishing to come across the border with the kids. And the president today, during his event at the White House, which we're going to get to in just a second, he's making the argument that these are all coyotes, bad hombres, bad dudes. The coyotes.
Well, most of them are.
There's no question they are, but this is really that the vast majority of these kids are unaccompanied by responsible adults in their life, you know, like parents or, you know, the guardians, but they've been put in the hands of coyotes to be sent across the border. And, you know, there have been a lot of people also in the media sphere who've been saying, well, these kids are the 5-year-olds are just, you know, drug mules and all that. And there are a lot of apocryphal stories. I'd love to see real statistics about this from Border Patrol and Homeland Security and all the people who are responsible for keeping reports on this. I'd love to see what those real numbers look like.
Well, Jeff Sessions, a couple of days ago when he initially announced answered some of the criticism about the zero tolerance policy and criminally charging anybody who illegally crosses the border, said that we've had a threefold increase in the number of children coming across the border in just 1 year, and that jumped to fivefold if you looked back to, I believe it was 5 years. So it did seem as if more children were being brought across the border. The administration's view of that was, okay, when you have all these kids, they're sending a message that if you bring a kid, you get some kind of protection, and that they were being used as pawns in the process. But you didn't think through the process entirely because you still have children on the other end who are sitting there in detention camps.
All right, checking in at
number four.
This is interesting. Last night, the president was in Minnesota at his rally. And he tore into Democrats regarding the immigration policy.
And by the way, I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been. Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your hospitals, your jobs, or your safety. Democrats put illegal immigrants before they put American citizens. What the hell is going on?
About 8,000 people at that rally last night. And the president tweeted out, 15,000 were waiting in line. Sorry, too bad you couldn't get in. He's Mr. Compassionate. Now listen, but there was a moment here, and sometimes there are just things he does that are just straight out like jaw-dropping, like, why would you go there? Sort of things that are tangential to the point. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some wandering moments that seem to be wandering. Sometimes they're very sly and intentional.
Yeah. Yeah, here's one. Standing by now.
Worth waiting for.
You know, a little thing I was talking about today. You ever notice they always call the other side, and they do this up, the elite. The elite.
Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do. I'm smarter than they are. I'm richer than they are. I became president and they didn't. And I'm representing the greatest, smartest, most loyal, best people on earth. The deplorables. Remember that?
His apartment's bigger than, better than yours. We learned that last
time. I mean, I do like the turn to the audience. Like, hey, you're, it's because of you, people. I would just, you know, you got to do that. But to start with, I'm smarter, richer, better than you. Who does that? I mean, is there anybody?
Snotty children on the playground, right, to their fellow, you know, students. I'm richer than you. I'm smarter than you. It's like a child.
I don't understand that. I mean, it's like,
but it worked. Did you see the crowd loved it?
Yeah,
they were cheering and laughing. Yeah. They thought it was.
I'm president. You're not.
That's what it feels like. It's like 4 years of this. It's gonna like 4 years of I'm the president. You're not. I can do what I can. You're not touching me. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I mean, come on. I mean, who's the, like in a movie, right? Uh-huh. When the rich kid comes into the room and tells everybody how rich he is and tells everybody else, you know, how they're not like, you know, my dad's bigger than your dad and he can beat you up and I own all of this stuff. That's always the guy. The guy with the pop collar, right? Yeah. The pink polo shirt and the pop collar. You hate that guy in the movie.
Yeah. And you're like, who would actually do this?
Right. That's in the movie, you go, oh, come on. People don't really act. You know who, you know what that's a caricature of. But then he does it. Why would he do that?
I don't know.
All right, now, you know what we did? We drunk Trumped it.
Because the elite. The elite. Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do. I'm smarter than they are. I'm richer than they are. I became president and they didn't.
That really works very well. That's one of your better drunk Trump moments.
Totally works.
All right. We'll get to your 3 or 2 in 1. But first, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Skokie suing Evanston. We'll tell you why.
It's about time. That's all I'm going to say. You know, this. I knew this was going to happen someday.
Build a wall.
I don't know.
Build a wall.
I don't know. I would say that this. I'm going to tell you something. Skokie's got good lawyers. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Do we have Violetta right now with the WGN Traffic Trouble? I think she does. Calm.
This week on Chicago's Best, the team is bringing you the best bites on the streets. It's all new Chicago's Best Street Food this Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right. Top 5 continues. We've worked our way up to
number 3.
All right. On ESPN's Golic and Wingo. I keep moving shows around there at ESPN. Yeah. I don't know what I don't know.
I wish they would just stop shouting so much. That's the only problem I have with ESPN. It's a lot of shouting.
So on Golic and Wingo, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver spoke about the state of the NBA. Now did his principal tell him he could leave his 8th grade English class to do this?
I know, he looks so young.
Did they let him come out and do this? And what is the impact that legalized gambling is going to have?
Most importantly, from the league standpoint, I mean, this is a position I took as soon as I became commissioner. There's hundreds of billions of dollars bet illegally just in the United States on sports right now. And for us, having it regulated and legal across the country is much better than the current state of affairs where, right, you know, people are paying cash on, at the corner bar.
I don't understand. He likes the idea of the online gambling?
I don't understand a word of what he just said. I didn't. He looks like he's just about to graduate from high school.
He does. He looks so young.
He looks like a bald junior in high school.
Right.
Yeah, the NBA's for it. They just want a piece of the pie.
Oh, I see.
So that's kind of what they're pushing.
They want
that integrity fee that you've been hearing about, a 1% integrity fee is how they call it.
What does that mean?
It means that they just put it, they're
taxing it.
Yeah, they're taxing
it. That's a street tax.
Right.
That's not an integrity fee. That's like, you know.
Juice.
Right. That's like the right. There are guys on Grand Avenue who used to do that, too.
We call it integrity.
You're going to have to pay the integrity fees.
He says,
what does that
he
mean?
He says, we think we should be compensated in certain ways for the additional costs we're going to incur through various integrity measures.
Yeah, that's right. We got integrity measures.
Listen,
we got to make sure we got this integrity measure right here. So you're going to pay up, all right?
It's a shakedown.
So you're going to, you know, you're going to bet a C note. I need 110 from you. And that don't even count. That don't even count the juice. All right. Okay, you understand. All right.
56 years old.
Don't make me come back here. That's what he should have said. Oh, he's 56?
Is that possible?
No.
Yes.
No.
Adam Silver, commish of the NBA.
Well, he's graying a little bit now, but he looks like those guys that got gray in high school. Yeah, you know, there's like one kid that got prematurely gray.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of looks like that. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Jimmy Kimmel last night joked about how Canada has become the second country to legalize marijuana for recreational use.
Uruguay was the first. Starting in October, Canada will be number two. That's exciting. Now Canadians can finally smoke pot. They must really want Seth Rogen back, because that's... anyway, this is going to make hockey hilarious.
All right.
I would have just thought it was already legal there.
Ah!
Oh, let's go ride that moose.
I know, there's going to be a lot of...
I know, I'm worried.
There's going to be a lot of people killed by bears up there.
Licking the syrup off trees.
Right.
Wide open land. Yeah. A lot of marijuana.
Right. And, let's go pet the bear. It looks so friendly.
Ah.
Well, people are listening to Grateful Dead, and they want to actually dance with a bear, and then it'll be the end of it.
Oh, gee.
That will not end well. All right, and finally...
Number one.
It's the end of an era. The Jerry Springer Show is calling it quits after 4,000 episodes and 27 seasons.
But anyway, I want to let her know, you know what I'm saying? I've been living a lie, you know, I can't go through with this marriage because if I do, you know, it'd be wrong, you know what I'm saying? I just got to let her know.
Why don't you want to go through with the wedding? You say you've been a dog. Who have you been a dog with?
Her best friend.
What?
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to miss that show.
Oh, gee, I'm kind of happy it's gone.
Oh, you know, Jerry Springer, now, it was funny because that show, when Jerry started out in that show, mm-hmm. he was trying to be like Oprah.
Yeah, it was more thought-provoking, yeah. issue-oriented, a little louder than that, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, and then they decided to start throwing chairs and the ratings went up and they're like, all right, keep it going.
Keep this going.
And then even the security guy that broke up the fights got his own
Steve,
show.
Right, Steve Wilkos. Lane Tech graduate, I might say.
There you go.
Proud Laneite.
I would say that I must admit that I have been a guest on the Jerry Springer Show. And no, I was not not in the panel where it was like, I'm not the baby daddy. It wasn't like that. I was this is Anna's transition mm-hmm. from going to like standard talk show, mm-hmm. like Oprah talk show, mm-hmm. to moving toward like the chair throwing. So I did this bit back in the 90s about Barney. I hated Barney. This is like mid 1990s. I still kind of do. Barney freaked me out.
Why were you watching Barney?
Well, because my daughter was young. I was in the Barney era at that point. Right. So I didn't like Barney, and I was saying that publicly. And then, you know, it sort of became a little bit of a cause celeb. I don't know. It got the papers, and, uh-huh. and you know, it was a simpler time back then.
That's all it took.
It was the kind of thing, that if you said it, you said something controversial like that, and they were like, oh, no, look at what he just said. You know, it's like...
Days of coverage.
Yes.
Now that'd be like a minute.
Yeah, not a minute. I mean, they were like, well, if the president didn't say it, then the president could say it, and we'd go, okay, forget about it. What was on his wife's coat? Anyway, the point is this. That we have got this, that we had this moment where I'm sitting there and they did not tell me this was going to happen. And I'm talking about my distaste for Barney. There's a bunch of kids on the panel with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then one kid stands up and then says, I want to kick him in the nuts. Just like that.
Oh, gosh.
I love you. You love
Barney
me.
Was big in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's something creepy about him, though.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right. Hug and a kiss. Yeah,
all right, please. Yeah. Yeah. See now, and Barney looked a little like Harvey Weinstein too. So now you can't even have
a lot of hugs. That guy.
Yeah. Right. A lot of hugs. All right.
I was talking about Barney.
May I just interrupt your guys? The Charles Krauthammer has passed away. And friend of the show, Brett Baer, has just written a very nice, thoughtful tribute to him.
Oh, wow.
At his passing, he had, remember, written an op-ed, or I'm sorry, written a piece, I believe, in the New York Times about, you know, his cancer returning and that he was dying and these are my final days, and he has now passed away.
All right.
Very sad news.
Our thoughts are with not only his family and his friends, but also those many, many, many colleagues that he had over there that that we've talked to over the years. Brett, obviously, is on this show quite
A
bit. And A.B. Stoddard, who absolutely loved Charles Krauthammer. So very sad news right there.
Yeah, it is.
The top five at five.